Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this hour of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for those gathered together in your name. We thank you, Lord God, that your son Jesus was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and he bore our sins and our sorrows and our afflictions. And we thank you, Lord God, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are the healed of the Lord. We are victorious in God. We are overcomers of all the works of darkness. We are overcome every adversity. We overcome all defeat. We overcome depression and lack. We overcome all obstacles because we are victorious through the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And every high thing that exalted itself is pulled down in the name of Jesus. We thank you that sickness and disease and lack, every obstacle, every spirit of warfare is reversed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine provision, divine breakthrough, overcoming power. We thank you, Lord God, for the grace of God that floods our hearts and floods our souls. And we bless you in the name of Jesus. Prophetess, let's open up the line and let's pray over in the Holy Ghost.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, God. We make a joyful noise unto you, O God, and we come into your presence with singing, O God. We want to thank and praise your holy and mightyful name, O God. We want to thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, O God. And without you, we are nothing, O God. O God, we thank you, God, because you are our creator, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for revealing the future to us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your loving kindness, oh, God. And we thank you, oh, God, for your grace and your mercy, oh, God. We thank you, God, for covering our family, God, covering us with your blood, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, God. We thank you, God, for peace in our homes, oh, God. We thank you, God, for peace in our neighborhoods, oh, God. We thank you, God, for peace in the community, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. And we thank you, God, for your healing powers, oh, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our soul, oh, God. And, oh, God, we thank you for confidence, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, because you are God that what you say will, that you will do, oh, God, is already done, God. We just have to look and see it, God. It's done already, God. And, God, we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because, God, when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, God, and thank you for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. In the name of the Father and Son and the blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. We are freedom. Father God, we thank you for your favor. We thank you, Father God, for the releasing. We thank you, Father God, for loosing us from the bondage. We thank you, Father God, for your strength and your enlightenment. We thank you, Father God, for the truth. We thank you, Father God, for clarity of vision, both physical, natural, and supernatural, Father God. We thank you for clear thoughts, Father God. We thank you for purpose. We thank you for the purpose. We thank you, Father God, for the process. But even though it doesn't feel like we're making any movements or any moves ahead, Father God, we are making the forward progress, Father God. We thank you for your movement. We thank you for your transformation. We thank you for your divine health. We thank you for your impartation, Father God. For yes, we do sing a new song in this season, Father God. And thank you for the rejoicing and rejoicing and rejoicing that you have your people walking into, Father God. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your deliverance, Father God. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your saving and amazing powers, Father God. We thank you for your miracles. We thank you for everything that you're doing for your people, Father God. We thank you, for you are strong and you are mighty in battle. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Father God, for smashing the teeth of those naysayers, for those backbiters, and for all of those who try to tear us down, Father God. We thank you for lifting us up, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father God. And we thank you for all the things that you're giving us. We thank you for your salvation. So, Father God, we just ask that you watch over us and you cover us as we continue to go on through this day and allow us to have sweet and peaceful sleep. For Father God, you have said that who the Son set free is free indeed, and that where the Spirit is, there is liberty. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for provision. Lord, we thank you that you are with us each and every day, Lord God. And on today, Lord God, we pray for healing over our bodies, Lord. We cancel any attack of the enemy, and we stand in victory, Lord God, that you would have your way, that you would reign over our lives, Lord God, that you would touch areas that are unseen. But I pray for supernatural healing to come through us and around us and in us and out, Lord God. And I pray that whatever you're birthing into this season, Lord God, may it come into full manifestation, may it come into full fruition, Lord God, that we would birth us into our new season, into our new blessings, into our new miracles, Lord God. We thank you in advance for all the great things that you're doing. We thank you for the connections that are taking place right now. We thank you for the increase that is all around us, Lord God. And we thank you also for the trials and tribulation that would cause us to stretch our faith, Lord God, and to seek you even deeper, Lord God. We thank you that all things will work together for our good. We pray for our leaders, our community, your mighty precious name, Lord God. Amen and amen.
Father God, as we come before you once again, as a community in unity, Lord, we thank you for not only creating this day that you have made, and while we are on this line rejoicing and being glad in it, Lord, I want to say thank you. Thank you for giving us right thoughts. Thank you for giving us wholeness and health. Thank you for giving us peace. Thank you for giving us love, kindness, and strength. Lord, thank you for the attitudes of gratitude. Lord, thank you for allowing us to soar unto new heights, into altitudes that we have never experienced before. For we know that besides you, there is no other. And oh my God, since we and you are one, Lord, we thank you for that as well. And so from the creation back to the Creator, we all give you praise and we say thanks. Lord, I'm lifting up the little children unto you. Lord, I'm lifting up the elderly unto you. Lord, I'm lifting up our very own leaders unto you. Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord, thank you for their children as well and their grandchildren. Lord, thank you for the generations that are not here, but they shall come. Lord, thank you for the seeds that are already here on earth and for the ones that will come after us as well. Thank you for the inheritance and the blessing. Lord, we couldn't thank you enough, but with this one tongue, we all say in unison, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you that you've chosen us even before the foundation of the world. We thank you, Lord, that you foreordained us unto adoption as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that you have preordained us to be the priesthood of God and the leaders that you've raised up in this untoward generation, Lord God, to be lights unto them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will deliver the captive at our word. We call forth victory and healing. We call forth deliverance, Lord God, for those that are in bondage in their minds, Lord God, those that are in bondage to addictions of every kind, Lord. We break the bands of wickedness and we declare and decree freedom and healing. We decree deliverance. We decree, Lord God, your authority to be submitted to, Lord God, a spirit of surrenderance and obedience, Lord. Breathe upon your people even now, Lord God. Cause divine order to come into our homes and into our families and to our relationships, Lord. Divine order in our finance, Lord God. Divine order even on our jobs, Lord God. Divine order in our business matters, Lord God. Let your glory be revealed. Let all that we do give you glory, God. Let those that behold the glory want to draw near to the glory and to know what must I do to be saved. Lord God, we bless every family that's represented. We lift up those that are bereaving, Lord God. We decree comfort and strength to those, Lord God, who are of a heavy heart. Bless and strengthen, Lord God. We decree and declare that there should be no lack in those homes, no lack in their finance, no lack, Lord God, in their affairs. We call forth every need met, every bill paid in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we bless our elders. We bless our families. We lift up every prayer request, Lord God, and we decree provision for housing, provision for transportation, provision for new jobs, Lord God, advancement, raises. We decree increase, increase, and expansion. expansion for your people in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, and we reverse every curse, every negative word spoken, every negative prayer prayed. We will send it back to the sender 100-fold return until they repent, Lord God. We stand against every work of every witch and every warlock that would come against the ministry, Lord God. We uncover them in that Oboshata in the name of Jesus, and we decree glorious breakthrough and blessing as we approach prophecology. We thank you, Lord God, for the miracles that will be wrought in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
For I will bless you at all times, and his praises will continuously be in my mouth. Father God, we thank you now for this day. We thank you, Father, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the lives of your people, Father God, and even in the lives of their families, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching our leaders, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching our parents and touching our grandparents, Father God. We thank you for keeping them, Father God, and strengthening them even in this time and in this hour, Father God. We ask that you grant your healing mercy, Father, even upon them and even upon their body, Father God. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for new air, Father God, and breathing, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for my eyes and my ears, Father God, that they may see and hear the glory, Father God, of you, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you even now, Father God, that this generation will be a generation of young men and women, Father God, that will go and preach the good news and the gospel, Father God, of a son that is risen, Father God, that they may have life and have it more abundantly, Father God. Right now, I want to thank you, Father God, for shewing healing, Father God, even upon your people, Father God, and even upon their hearts, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, that you strengthen us, Father God, from any circumstances, Father God, that we may be going through, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for bringing us out, Father God, and bringing us out without the smell of smoke, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for covering, Father God, each and every one of your fivefold ministries, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, specifically for your prophets, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for strengthening them, Father God, as they continue to be your mouthpiece, Father God, and reveal your secrets, Father God, that you share with them, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, right now, Father God, for each and every person, Father God, that is on this line, Father God. And I want to thank you, Father God, even for those that are widowed, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for those that are grieving, Father God, and during their time of bereavement, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for lifting them up and granting them a peace, Father God, a new joy, Father God, even during this time of mourning, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for being Jehovah Jireh, Father God, our provider, Father God, even in this time of need, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you, Father God, because we know that your word declares that inside of our Father's house there is many mansions, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for providing for us and want to decree increase, Father God, over our lives and even over our families, Father God. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for a new day even now. Thank you for every life here on the line. We thank you for our family and our loved ones even now. We thank you for a new month. We thank you for this month that we have entered into even now, the seventh month of the year. Even now, Father God, we thank you for our families. We thank you for our children and our elders, Father God. Lead us and guide us and protect us, Father God. Order our steps even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for divine healing over our physical bodies even now. We thank you for healing of the mind, healing of the spirit, healing of the heart even now, Father God. We thank you for direction even now. We thank you for the answers. We thank you for clarity. Father God, we ask for a fresh wind of peace to fall on our households even now, fall in our spirit, in our hearts, in our minds even now, Father God. Father God, mend those broken relationships and families even now, Father God. Father, allow your sweet love to shine forth through us all even now, Father God. Father God, protect us as we come and as we go, Father God, and give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to speak your word effectively, Father God. We thank you. We love you. Thank you for life, Father God, and continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Lord, dear God, even so, Father, we give you thanks again and praise. Knowing, Father, Lord, that this is truly the day that you have made, a day, my God, of jubilee, a day of rejoicing, a day, Lord Jesus, of thanksgiving to God. Knowing, Lord Jesus, that you know what things we have need of even before we ask, Father. And you said, Lord, that we should ask, my God, that our joy should, that our joy may be full, Lord, and that your joy may remain in us, Father. We thank you for joy that unspeakable and full of glory. We thank you, Father, for the covering of your blood, my God, covering every home, covering every life, and your angels and a mighty assignment, Father, encamp around about even those, my God, that are traveling, those in the train, those in the trams, those in the buses, Father, those on the airlines, those in the ship, my God, those who are driving, my God. We thank you for your divine protection, that you are our eternal refuge and on each everlasting house. We thank you for your healing touch, my God, of your nail-scarred hand, knowing that, Father, with your stripes we are already healed. And we release healing, my God, even to those in hospitals, those in the bed of affliction, Father. We pray for divine deliverance in your name of Jesus. For you said many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers, my God, out of them all. We thank you, Father, for the light affliction, which worketh but for a moment, but, Father, but it worketh a far more eternal weight of glory. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal with you, Father. And we thank you for eternal life, that the Lord Jesus, you came that we may have life and have life more abundant. We thank you for every leader, Lord Jesus, lead us in the house, lead us in the body of Christ, my God. Lord, every Lord, man, servant, handmaiden, Father, in the body of Christ, the fivefold ministry, that you are strengthened, my God, that you are being a frontward and rearward, my God. We thank you for your hedge of protection, Father, that even when the enemy shall come in, Father, like a flood, your spirit will raise up a standard, Father. And we decree and declare, my God, let God arise, Jehovah Elion, the Lord strong and mighty, and let all our enemies be scattered, Father. Even those, my God, who are going through difficulties even now, Father, you will make a way, my God, because you will make a way in the wilderness, and you bring rivers in the desert, Father. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, for your, Lord, for your anointing that will rest upon your people, knowing, Father, Lord, your promise to us, my God, is yea, and in him, amen. And you promise, my God, to anoint us afresh. Father, our horn shall have the anoint, like the horn of a unicorn, and we shall be anointed with fresh oil. So let your fresh anointing, Lord, of your oil be poured in, Father. Even, Lord, in reserve, my God, in the name of Jesus, with wisdom, revelation, knowledge, spiritual understanding. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, my God, for leading us, guiding us, and direct us into all truth. And we thank you, Father, for that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in us, my God, and that, Lord, we can operate in the mind of Christ. We're letting this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. And we humble ourselves under your mighty hands this day and exalt the King of glory and give you glory, praise, honor, and adoration with thanksgiving. In Jesus' mighty name, with thanksgiving, amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for all the good things you keep doing in our lives, God, each and every day, each and every morning, of just to say thank you, just to say thank you for every breath that we take and in your presence, God, just to say that you are an awesome God, a God of understanding, a God of allness, God, a God of all of the universe, God. We thank you, God, for the wisdom and the peace and the increase that you continue to bless us and favor us in each and every day, God. I thank you, God, for giving us the power to plead the blood of Jesus over any circumstances and situations and areas in our life, God. I thank you, God, for allowing healing to even come through each and every one of the body of Christ, God, and into our leaders that are representing in the body of Christ, God. Father God, I ask that you cover us with the blood. Cover us with the blood that it may heal our physical body and our mental and our emotional body, God. Cover our family, God, with the blood, God. Cover our friends, God. Cover those that we connect with, God. I thank you, God, for making us global leaders, God, leaders in communities, leaders in the church, leaders in every area, even leaders in the government, God. I thank you, God, for our teachers, God. I thank you, God, for favoring us. I thank you, God, for the increase that you have been given to us in each and every way, and even in our finances, God. I thank you, God, for the resurrection power that you have given to us, God. I thank you, God, for allowing us just to speak your name and just to say glory. I thank you, God, for the joy of the Lord that is our strength. I said thank you, God, because you are our strength. I said thank you, God, because you have given us the power to speak healing in each and every one of our lives, God. I said thank you, God, because you have blessed us with prosperity, God. I said thank you, God, because you have called us to be overcomers and conquerors. Conquerors in this land, God. Conquerors in business. Conquerors in our finances. Conquerors in our work. Conquer us even in our family, God. Cover every family member. Cover our children, our sons, and our daughters when they're out there, God. Cover them when they are interacting with law enforcement, God. Father God, I even lift up our country, God, that you even direct our president, God, that you will be able to have your way each and every one's life, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for the greater joy that you have placed all around us, God. Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in each and every one of our lives, God. And I ask that you touch everyone on this conference call line that is standing in the gap for someone, God, that you move in every situation. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our life, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, because, Father, we know and we understand and we give you praise and thanks that you are perfecting those things that concerns us. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your will be done. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move into this day, the day that you have made, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are navigating us, Father. And, Father, we give your name the praise, Father. Father, we pray that you will give us wisdom. You give us strength. You give us understanding, Father. Now, Father, you said in your word that we are to be wise as serpents, but yet harmless as doves. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Because, Father, you said wisdom is the principal thing. And, Father, we seek forth your wisdom and understanding, even concerning relationship matters, even concerning finances, concerning family matters. Father, we seek your wisdom, Father. And, Father, not only we seek it, but, Father, we receive it in your precious name. Now, Father, we thank you, Lord, for clarity, Lord. Clarity in how to go about our day-to-day life. Clarity, Father, in how to relate to each other, Father. Clarity even in our churches, Father. Father, we speak and we declare clarity. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're bringing about a new wisdom, a new understanding, a new love, a new joy in the lives of your people. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that you're causing us and you have already made us, Father, the head and not the tail. And Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that whatsoever we touch, Father, Father, it will prosper for your glory and for your name's sake, Father. Father, I pray for all our leaders. Father, I pray for prophecology, Father. And Father, I pray, Lord, that your will be done, Father. I pray even, Father, for traveling safety as your prophet will travel, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, for safety and for protection. Father, I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, Father. Because, Father, you are the one that is in control. And, Father, you are the one that shall have the last say so, Father. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that you're stirring us up, Lord. And we'll be people, men and women of great strength, men and women that is anointed by you, that will speak your word in power and in might. Father, I pray for every individual that's on this call tonight. And, Father, I pray that your will be done as they move forth into this day, Father. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that what is due us, Father, it shall come unto us, and it will not be denied. Father, baptize us afresh in your anointing. Baptize us afresh in your word, Father. Cause us to be people of your word, Father, that we will rise up and be a great nation, Father, that we will rise up and become a great people for your glory, Father. And, Father, as we open up our mouth, Father. Father, we will not open up our mouth and speak idle things, but we will be speaking your word, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're tearing down the walls of separation that have separated, that have sought to keep us apart. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that those walls are coming down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I plead the blood of Jesus against everything that's not like you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're ordering our footsteps. And as you order our footsteps this day, Father, cause us to connect and meet the right people. And Father, we give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor now and forevermore as we move into this day, as we begin to stand as people of your word, as we begin enter, be vessels of honor. We stand and we give your name the praise and your name the thanks now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Prophet's name, I just want to thank you and the company of prophets and those that are on this line tonight. People of God, I just want to continue to acknowledge you and to let you know we're not giving up. We're going to keep on keeping on. Why? Because we know that our reward is sure from the Lord. If God said it, it's already a settled issue. So thank you, family. I'm decreasing. Prophet Naomi gives the announcement for today, and I love you all to life, and I'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 12 midnight, so that we can continue standing on the wall, praying and seeking God's face. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Deborah, for standing and leading us on this midnight prayer call. All right, just want to give a few announcements. I know that we will be back here at 9 a.m. with Prophetess Destiny Jordan and our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, our Archbishop at 9 a.m. That's right, we'll be back here at 9 a.m. to continue with our teaching. And we're teaching out of the rule of the 11%. That's right, the rule of the 11%, the biblical approach of tithing and offering. Those that have the book, that's the book from the book of the month. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to say good night and God bless. Is there any other announcements from any of the company of prophets? All right. And just want to let everyone know, submit your prayer request. You can go to PastorDeborahJordan.com. Again, that's PastorDeborahJordan.com. You can go there and submit your prayer request. And also let everyone else know that they can submit their prayer request. We're going to say good night and God bless. Good night.
Good night.